You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A couple of weeks ago, we started a conversation about wedding gifts. What you've gotten, what you've given. You had so many good stories that we have more of them this week, plus some bonus etiquette guidance from an expert. We're starting with Steve Snell, who wanted to add one very specific thing to his registry.
My wife took the lead on putting together our gift registry, and she put together a really good list, I thought, but there was just one thing that I wanted to add, and that was a salmon smoker.
Why did you want that?
All my friends up in Alaska had one, and I had spent the summer before up there with them, and I love smoked salmon, and I always wanted one, and most of the gifts that we were getting, I realized, were for hosting people, you know, like, so we had enough dishes to have a dinner party or something of that nature, mostly food-related, so I thought a salmon smoker would be an appropriate addition as well. And it turns out that, you know, it's actually been one of the best utilized gifts, I think, that we've received. I've been able to make smoked salmon for parties. I send them out to friends and relatives as thank you. I'm pretty sure that's legal. I just mail it up in a bubble wrap thing and put it in the post, and then they can eat smoked salmon.
What does a salmon smoker run price-wise?
I think it's about $100. That was one of the first things someone bought for us, actually. Got to give a thanks to my older brother on that one.
Jean Braun and her husband got married at 23. They'd already been together for years after being high school sweethearts. She told us she felt pretty uncomfortable asking for gifts.
I've never been one to ask for things, especially if I don't really need them. And since my husband and I had been living together in our apartment, we really didn't need very much of anything. And so it was more of asking for kind of what we wanted. And even for like birthdays or Christmas, I don't like to say, oh, I want this. It's really difficult for me and for my husband as well.
So did you guys have a registry?
We did. I don't think there was more than 10 items on that registry. It was a stretch to even try to find something that we either wanted to replace that we had in our apartment already, or we just didn't have, but it was kind of a, this would be nice to have, but we don't really need it. So if someone wanted to purchase it, it would be a little extra for us.
What kind of advice would you give to someone who feels the way you do, sort of like, I don't know, awkward about asking for presents?
I would set up a registry. But I think a lot of the registry items people put up there are really expensive items, like dinner sets. And I think it's more of a couple's thing to do. So instead of having like big ticket items, have something that you know you'll use, not something that's just going to sit in a closet. And definitely keep the price down. I know a lot of people have big ticket items, hoping that a lot of people will come together to purchase them. And I feel like they don't really get purchased very often. So if you know you're going to have something that you really want, maybe have like a option on your registry to just send money.
For some of you, the gifts you didn't register for were much more memorable than what you asked for. Like this next gift, which has a name.
My name is Kelly Marshall. I'm 28 years old, and I'm from Duluth, Minnesota.
I was looking at the notes to get ready for talking to you, and I did a double take. You were given a goat?
Yes, we were. That was definitely, definitely not something we registered for. I teach riding lessons, and a family that I do lessons for, they also raise goats, and they had a little brand new baby goat when we were planning our wedding and getting registered for things. And I had gone over to their house to do a riding lesson, and I picked him up and cuddled with him, and he was just a darling little thing. And for whatever reason, the woman thought that he should definitely go home with me. So she surprised me and my husband with him as a wedding gift.
Wait, how does someone give you a goat as a wedding gift? Like, did you open a box and there was a goat in it? I really need specifics here.
There was not a box. Being that he's a goat, he probably would have eaten the box. So she kind of just called me up and said, hey, I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to give you this baby goat for your gift. And, you know, she didn't bring him to the wedding or anything. My husband was a little bit.
Is he still with you?
He is. Yes, he is. He's just turned 3 this spring. He's actually quite interesting. He's become a constant companion to a miniature horse he kind of comes and goes as he pleases into the yard and on top of cars and wherever he wants to go. He's a great guard animal. I don't worry about the horses or the miniature pony at all. And we do have quite a few wolves and a pack of coyotes that skirt the property. So he's very, very good at keeping tabs on everyone.
One thing we noticed in these conversations is that people sometimes feel weird about wedding gifts. We don't always know which rules to follow, what etiquette may or may not still apply. So for a little help, we turned to an expert who writes about this stuff, Washington Post advice columnist Carolyn Hacks. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
On a really basic level, is there such a thing as wedding gift etiquette in 2016?
Well, I should say yes, but I don't believe in it anymore. So, I mean, I believe in etiquette because it's the one thing that keeps people from having to guess and inadvertently offending people. But I think with wedding gifts, so much has changed and so quickly that right now it's a little bit of a free-for-all.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what we're hearing from the people who have called us and written us. Do you get the gift from the registry or do you eschew the registry forever?
Well, I think you do whatever works for you. If somebody has a registry and you believe in buying something material, then go ahead and buy something off it. But I think it's a real challenge right now for people getting married because a lot of people aren't getting married at 21 when they have absolutely nothing. And the stuff that people use to stock a home is actually, it's dropped in price, relative price, for years. And so we have cheap stuff and people are getting married later. And a lot of people just don't want things. And at the same time, they don't want to offend their guests. So you've got this whole crossroads right now where people don't really want anything, but they're not supposed to ask for anything other than what's on the registry, which they don't even ask for directly. I mean, the way I look at it now is like the one thing you can't do is ask for money, and the one thing you should do is give money.
Well, you're going to have to explain that to me. I mean, you still have the kind of like, it's tacky to ask for money feeling?
Yes. Oh, I can't stand it. I can't say you just can't. I mean, everybody knows that it would be nice to have money, right? I mean, who doesn't want it? And even the people who absolutely don't need it and don't want it can donate it somewhere. It's beautiful. It fits everything, every situation, you know, it's universal. The people who want experiences can use it on experiences. The people who need stuff can use it to furnish their homes. And people who don't need it and don't want it can give it away. It's beautiful. But again, you can't ask for it because it's just incredibly tacky.
Well, then that puts people in a weird bind, right? I mean, why is our culture so hung up on this? I was talking to a Nigerian friend about his wedding, and he was like, oh, well, it's super normal in Nigeria to ask for and get money.
Right. Well, again, it's just, I think it's, I mean, maybe I'm just stuck on this one point. I really think your surrogates can probably say it for you. You know what? They could just get them a check. But I don't think you can say, give me money. I don't know. I choke on it.
We've encountered a couple of different views of the registry. Some people have said, oh, I put on there, you know, the things we might actually want every day and the things our friends could probably afford. And other people have said, well, gosh, this might be the chance to shoot for the stars and get the $400 sheet set that is beautiful. And if someone springs for it, great. Where do you come down on that?
I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the, hey, if people are going to buy it for me, I'll take it. But I think one of the ways that you can inoculate yourself against doing the wrong thing with a registry is keep it streamlined and provide a good range. So if you've got somebody who can only spare $25 on something, have something there. And if you have people who are looking for something big, then have something there. But it's sort of like the key to life is just if you're not sure what to do, just tell yourself, okay, don't be a jerk. And I think if you're putting together your registry and you just have that little voice in your head saying, don't be a jerk, you could probably come down in some sort of range of acceptability.
Does the fanciness of a wedding or, say, the lengths that a bride and groom or bride and bride, groom and groom have gone to, does that influence at all what you give?
Oh, no. Is this the you have to cover the plate question? That's another one that drives me bananas. The idea that
well,
the gift has to equal...
Is that a going theory?
Well, some people really believe that. I've actually gotten mail from brides or grooms who are really offended by a gift because it didn't even come close to covering what they paid for the catering for that person to come. And I'm thinking, oh, that's just so mercenary. First of all, wedding gifts are not required. Any gift is a gesture of generosity. It is not a requirement. And that's rule number one. And that's where I do believe etiquette has a place. Etiquette says gifts are never required. When you do give a gift, you give based on what you want to give somebody and what you're able to give somebody. And that's it. It has nothing to do with the hospitality you've been shown. The hospitality is what the bride and groom want to give. And the gift is what the guest wants to give. And that's it. They're independent.
Carolyn Hacks, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.